A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 20th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the U.S. presidential inauguration.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com, or still, you can find us at www.voandebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the U.S. presidential inauguration.
Donald John Trump took the oath of office to become the 45th president of the United States today, on Friday, in an official swearing-in ceremony on the Capitol steps here in Washington, D.C. Also in attendance were former presidents Jimmy Carter and his wife, Rosalynn Carter, former President George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, and former President Bill Clinton and his wife, former Secretary of State, and former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton.
The peaceful transfer of power that has occurred on every U.S. inauguration is a hallmark of the country's democracy. Many analysts say African nations have a lot to learn about a peaceful transition of power. But at the moment Trump was sworn in, protesters at one of the checkpoints on the mall let loose with booze. Others screamed. The clouds opened and rain sent ceremony attendants grabbing for their plastic ponchos. But of course, Chris, it was a peaceful transfer of power, though we hear there were some protests.
Yes, Blessing. You know, democracy, of course, there's always, you know, some people who will say, no, we don't agree with this, but it's all part of democracy. Because if everyone's going to agree, then it won't be
a democracy. It won't be democracy, yes, yes, yes. Of course, ama wadiwa nasi tinauti tinge chitarisa nizwe kutura miko kwa President Donald Trump vachi tora evo chigaro chekutunga mira nyika ya Amerika kubva kuna va Barack Obama taakutoti vaimbo wa mtunga miri wa Amerika former President Barack Obama asi ziriku fariru kwa nevanu wakawanda inya yekuti nyaya yekuti mutungamiri anobva kuchipinda mumwe inoitwa murunyararo hapana bata murefu bata mfupi pane zvatiri kuona kuGambia huko kwekuti mutungamiri vayaya jame vakakundwa musarudzo vakatenda kuti ndakundwa asi papera mavhiki mairi matatu akuti ayo handichadi kubva pachigaro saka uri kuona kuti kuno zviri kuitwa murunyararo vaObama vasiya murunyararo kuGambia Bata mrefu bata mfupi.
Yeah, Blessing. Hayi liqiniso lelo balalele lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lokhetho lokugcotshwa kukamnumzana Donald J. Trump yena obe ngumongameli wesimachumi mane lanhlanu 45th president sibonile ukubana ukuthiyelana amandla ukwenzakeleyo kube lokuthula okumangalisayo njalo kube lemkhuba eminingi enziwayo kusenziwa umnumzana Trump ehamba exoxa esidla enatha itiye lo mnumzana Obama bahlangene njalo esigodlweni iState House umongameli obe ngumongameli umnumzana Barack Obama sipha ke singathi thina ngamakhiye ukuthi hayi nanku ungangena isingaze sikubone kusenzakala kwamanye amazwe lanxa kuyayenzakala kodwa hayi okwenzakala lapha kungani umkhuba wakhona ungani wehlukene kakhulu okokuthi abanengi bathi nga umhlaba wonke jikelele uyakhangela ufunde isifundo esiqakathekileyo sona lesi ngoba siyabona nje njengoba sikhuluma nje kokwenzakala kwele Gambia lapho okulomongameli uJame owanqotshwayo kodwa yena uthi hayi nganqotshwa kodwa akafuni ukusuka esihlalweni blessing
onguka hamawadiwa maka sununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera number dzedu munodziziwa 202-619-2077 kuti muoneo mutaure nesu kuti munoona sei kupinda panyanga kwava Donald Trump. Of course, this tradition dates back to 1789 when George Washington was inaugurated, and it has continued since then, demonstrating that democracy is well and alive in America. Makasununguka hamawadiwa kuti munge muchitifonera tichitaurirana tichinzwawo pfungwa dzenyu kuti munoona sei nezvekugadzwa ikoku kwava Donald Trump. Vataurawo mashoko pavagadzwa Chris vachiti iko zvino kugadzwa kwavaitwa hakusi kuti masimba ari kubva kuna vaObama achienda kuna vaTrump asi kuti masimba akuendeswa kuvanhu vachiti he's tired of my politicians who continue to give excuses without delivering. Hanzi vanongoti talk asi pasina chavari kuitira vanhu. Saka tinenge tichida kuonawo kuti vachaita sei. Tiri kuona vaObama vanenge vasiyawo upfumi vakambira zvakanaka pane zvavakaona vakaita pakasiyawo vaGeorge Bush chigaro upfumi hwenyika wanga usina kumira zvakanaka. Asi vaObama vanenge vakagadzirisa asi vaTrump vari kuti aiwo izvozvo zvavakaita zvishoma vanoda kuti vafambire mberi nenyaya ikuona kuti America yaita upfumi hwakasimba.
Ya liqiniso lelo blessing ngoba baningi kakhulu kade bengavumelani laye umnumzana Trump lapho enqoba ngoba bebesithi inkulumo yakhe iyaguquka ukuthi lamhla ukhuluma lokhu lalokhu kodwa abakhanya belokhu bekufuna bekufisela lokukubona ukuthi umongameli Trump nqa esethethe umbuso njengalokhu akwenze lamhlanje uzavuselela njani umnotho blessing economy. Mr. Trump is saying that he's going to revamp it. So I've seen some people, I've talked to some people, and I've heard some people saying that you know, they want to give him a chance and see exactly what he's talking about because he's saying there's going to be a big change. You know, the economy is going to...
He's going to drain the swamp, to quote him.
So we are still... I'm also keen myself to find out maybe, you know, things are going to change.
Of course, according to the Washington Post newspaper, Chris, Mr. Trump chose two Bibles for his swearing-in ceremony. One, his mother gave him in 1955 when he graduated from a Presbyterian Sunday school, and the one used by President Abraham Lincoln at his own inauguration. That is according to, of course, the Washington Post. And, of course, the last and only other president since Lincoln to use the Lincoln Bible was President Barack Obama, now former president, in both his 2009 and 2013 inaugurations. That's according to the Washington Post as well. And, of course, just before Mr. Trump took the oath of office, his vice president, Mr. Pence, was also sworn in as vice president by the Supreme Court Associate Justice Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, very interesting blessing. We see, you know, there's not one ceremony like in most countries where, you know, the president is sworn in and that's it. But, you know, the festivities started yesterday. With the ball.
Inaugural ball. And
so forth. Yeah, and they're going on until tomorrow.
Chris, I think we are being joined by one of our political analysts. That is Promise Sunday. He is in Florida, you know. Florida is very important in terms of U.S. elections. Mm-hmm. It's regarded as a swing state. Promise, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing all right, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Chris, you can fire away.
Yes, Promise, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, my brother.
Yes, yes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, it's a big day today. We saw Mr. Trump taking his oath of office. Briefly, what do you think of the Trump presidency?
Well, I mean, the Trump presidency, I think, is one of that of anticipation. I don't think there's anyone who has who can firmly say they really know what to expect from this president. Mm-hmm. It's a president that's right now that's clouded with a lot of uncertainties, and I think the right way to say is that we are all sitting on the edges, both as America and as the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, Promise, let's also talk about, just briefly, about the inauguration, a tradition that goes back to 1789, where there's this peaceful transfer of power. How significant is this?
No, this is a very, very significant occasion, and I think this is one of the hallmarks of the American democracy, and I think this is why the American democracy is regarded as one of the firm democracies and most mature democracies in the world. I mean, we are at a paradoxical moment where we have a president in Africa who's refusing to cede power and who's refusing to leave the presidential palace. And across the pond, we have another scenario where we have a president who particularly lost the popular vote, but the American people have respect for their democracy and for their institutions. And even the losing candidate is there to congratulate the incoming president and to witness democracy at work.
Blessing, I'm just getting an alert here that Mr. Trump has made his first tweet as the president, the Twitter-in-chief. So what do you make of these tweets, that this is the first time we have a president who communicates effectively? Is it an effective way, do you think, of communicating to the people of America and the world?
Well, I mean, this is his own style, you know. I think Trump has brought his own style of communication, and I think what really works for him is the fact that each time that he tweets, all the news networks will cover his tweets. So effectively, Trump's tweet becomes the CNN headlines, becomes the CNBC headlines. So I think, yeah, I mean, it's his own style of communicating, and I think he has found it very effective from his campaign. And I'm sure we are going to be seeing so many 3 o'clock in the morning tweets from the new president.
Mm-hmm. And also talking about this peaceful transfer of power promise, let's talk a bit about Zimbabwe. Is this possible? What can we learn from this transition here?
I think what we can learn is that where governments and people respect their institutions, anything is possible, and that no matter how you may hate an outcome of a democratic process, the process that's in place needs to be respected. This is something that we should have expected to see in Zimbabwe back in 2008, but unfortunately we did not see that. We saw the losing candidate holding on to power and bullying everybody else to come back and sit on the negotiating table with them. So I think Zimbabwe is a country. We can learn something as citizens. I think the number one thing that we can learn is that let us come together and let us unite as citizens and totally refuse when our democracy is taken away, when the processes of upholding offices is taken away from us as a people. That is robbery. That is daylight robbery of the masses. And I think the lessons, I think, more come to us as citizens, that with any process, the laws or the rules that are set forth should prevail. And I think this is one of the takeaways that I can see in this process here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Promise, Chris.
Yes, we would like to invite our callers, blessing, our listeners, to give us a call on 202-465-0318. And that number there is you can also use WhatsApp. You give us your number and we'll call you right back. Kulabo abafuna ke ukuthi basithumele umbiko ukuthi sibafonele. Lingasi thumela ke umbiko we WhatsApp ku 202-465-0318 lapho esizaxoxalani sixoxa ke ngokugcotshwa kukamongameli omutsha wele Melika umnumzana Donald J. Trump. Blessing.
Mm-hmm. Now, Promise, let's also look at former President Barack Obama's legacy. And is it not going to be in trouble here? Because we have seen already Mr. Trump is signing some executive orders.
Well, I mean, as far as Obama's legacy, see, the good thing about a legacy is you cannot take away a man's legacy by simply pulling down their programs. Because when you pull down those programs and you disenfranchise millions of people or you take the country backwards, that person's legacy is never taken away. I think the world, as well as us here in America, we really recognize the part that Obama has played, and we will always be very thankful to him and his family for how they saved the first world. In terms of the threat of his legacy being taken away, I think it's all going to come out in the open as time proceeds. That if his programs are taken away and the country resets back, then definitely people will uphold what he built for the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Sunday, there is this issue of the electoral college vote and the popular vote, which it has been there in the constitution for a long time, but from a couple of years back, there has been some bit of complaints here and there that it should be abolished. What do you make of that?
Well, you see, that is the law of the land, and that is how the democracy of America is built. It would be naive for a small group of people to think that they can come back and they can remove the electoral college. I mean, that is the hallmark of American democracy. It's sad because, yes, of course, we know that Donald Trump lost by close to 3 million votes now on the popular vote, but the way that the American democracy is shaped is that even small states should have their say and their will regarded. Because if you take away the electoral college process, that means all the big states like California and the mostly populated states will rule the day. They are the ones; those few states with more people are the ones that are going to choose the president of the country. And it's going to be very easy for politicians to go to those few states and make sure that those few states love them when the rest of the nation is not being taken care of. So in as much as I am sad, I did not vote for Donald Trump myself, but you know what? I totally respect the democracy that's at work, and I totally respect the process. The process that is the American system. So I think it's just fair that it carries on, and if it needs to be changed, then definitely the nation should go on a referendum and decide otherwise.
But in the context of Zimbabwe or any other African country, do you think that will be considered a democracy if, for example, President Mugabe was to win an election but with a million people voting for the opposition, him having less votes by a million people, would that be a democracy?
Well, democracy is determined by whether the laws that we have set as a nation are being followed. If we do set up an electoral college kind of nomination for a president, and if it's not followed, then democracy is not followed. In the case of America, they do have their laws that say that a popular vote is not going to choose the president of America. The electoral college votes are going to choose the president of America. So democracy, yes. In the context of America, yes. In the context of any other country, if the popular vote is regarded as the rule of the law of the land, then this system would not work. So I think democracy is really, really impinged upon that document, which we call a constitution, because that is what's supposed to uphold our values and what we stand for.
Mm-hmm. Tombo dzoka kuchishona mukoma promise chitarisa zvaitwa nhasi muAmerica zvekuti kunyangwe kune vanhu vanga vachiratidzira havo vaObama vasiya ivo basa murunyara rokuchiuya iko vaDonald Trump kunyangwe hazvo vanhu vakawanda vari kuti vanotsigira vaObama nemabasa avanga vachiita zvakakosha sei izvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika.
Zvakakosha pakuti zvinoratidza kuti munyika yoga yoga vanhu vanofanira kuteera bumbiro remutemo rakadzikwa. VaObama vanga vasingakwanisi kurambira vari pachigaro mushure mekunge sarudzo dzaitwa, endezve mushure mekunge nyika yese yeAmerica yabvuma kuti ida kuteera bumbiro remutemo. Saka tinoona kuti pakupera kwezvose izvi, chakakosha mukutongwa kwenyika kuti vari kutonga vateedze ribumbiro remutemo, vari kutongwa vateedze ribumbiro remutemo. Nyangwe tisingabvumirani nezviri kuitika, asi tinofanira kudzoka kugwaro iroro, gwaro reconstitution negwaro rebumbiro remutemo kuti rateedzwa here, nekuti ipapo takangotaranganya zvino tinopedzisira tapotsa. Saka nechinangwa chekuti bumbiro remutemo ndiro rateedzerwa, tinoona kuti zviri kuitika izvi zvinhu zvinokurudzirwa.
Chris, maybe you can translate a bit in the belly.
Oh yeah, blessing. Umhlonitshwa esilaye lapha blessing uthi yena yokuqakathekileyo yikulandela okuyaba kufakiwe emthethweni ukwenzela ukuthi lokho kuthiwa ngedemocracy, umbuso okhululekileyo, umbuso kaZulu kumele ukuthi kulandelwe imithetho ukwenzela ukuthi kuphumelele.
Todzokera zvakare kuna mukoma promise. Mukoma promise, tichitarisawo atingati mapolicies ava Trump vachigadzwa kudai, akajeka here?
Mapolicies ava Trump hapana chakajeka, nekuti zvose zvavakanga vachitaura mutime yemaelections nezvavava kutaura iye zvino mazuva apera ava vava kutarisana kuti vachitora nyika, zvavari kutaura zvakasiyana nezvavakanga mbenge vari kutaura. Saka mapolicies avo chaivo chaivo tisina kuziva pavakamira, ndinganyebe. Vanhu vakawanda, nyika dzakawanda hadzinzwisise kuti mapolicies avakamira papi.
Thank you. We have our reporter Mike Hove, who has also been following the events here. Mike, are you on the line?
I am on the line, Blessy. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing fine. Chris, maybe you can.
Yes, Mike, how is the situation? We understand there's still a lot of movement, and you know, can you just give us a sense of what's going on out there?
Well, people seem to have mixed reception towards Donald Trump right now. Unfortunately, we just missed one guy, but one guy was protesting, and he just went past with a banner saying no to racism, etc., etc. But overall, it looks like there's a lot of people that are happy. As you can see right now, there's a lot of people that are happy. They feel great about what's happened today, and you know, people seem to be happy and excited for the next 4 years in America.
Mm-hmm. And where exactly are you, Mike?
Well, right now I am standing outside Federal Center Station. Mm-hmm. It's coming across. Actually, I've got one person that would love to talk. Ma'am, would you like to talk? You sure? Okay, unfortunately, she seems to be in a rush. But there are a lot of people that seem to be happy wearing their Make America Great Again shirts, and they're excited for the next 4 years.
And how is the congestion? Are there many people trying to get to the station where you are right now?
Oh, yeah. If I could show you right now, it looks like there's so many people that are just walking around, headed towards the station straight, and there's people that are waving. But it seems like there was quite the number of people that were in attendance.
So, of course, this is at the end of the ceremony, and people are going home. How is security like out there?
Well, for now, there's a lot of soldiers around. Let me just show you. There's a lot of people and a lot of soldiers. There are a lot of policemen around that are surrounding the streets of Washington, D.C. right now. Mm-hmm. As you can see, there's soldiers right behind me that are just controlling traffic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mnumzana Mike, ungasitshela ukuthi ngokubona kwakho nxa ukhangele banjani abantu, bakhanya bethabile, bayajabula yini ukuba sibe lo mongameli omusha?
Yazi lana Mnumzane, i-reception ekhona ungathi i-mixed. Kulabantu abanye abajabulile ngoba bathi hayi sibe lo mongameli omusha, lona who took the power away, owathatha amandla from i-Washington DC usenikeza abantu. Kodwa abanye bathi hayi abasiqhenyi nalo mongameli omutsha, bathi hayi bayamfuna uObama, bathi Obama, please come back.
Hayi, kulungile, ungabe ubambile nje kancane, sizaphenduka njalo kuwe ka-test blessing.
Todzokera kuna mukoma promise, mukoma promise muchiripo here parunhara. Hello, promise?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, I thought we had lost you. Promise, what's your take on some of the protests that we are witnessing, especially here in Washington, D.C.?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
Yes, I was saying, what is your take on some of these protests we are witnessing here? We understand that there is going to be another massive one tomorrow. Women protesting against some of the policies of the incoming administration.
Well, that is a very, very healthy expression of people's feelings and people's sentiments. Because, you see, when you're not happy about a president's policy, and you keep quiet, that means you are simply endorsing whatever policies that they want to adopt or whatever they have been saying they want to rule the country. So by protesting, people are actually sending a signal to the Trump presidency that we are not going to accept, or that we are not happy with the certain positions that you've been communicating with regards to different issues. So protests are healthy for a democracy, and leaders should actually listen when people protest, because that is how the masses can express themselves. So these are highly encouraged. These are highly, highly encouraged. And also, another encouraging thing is that people are left to protest. In a proper democracy, people should be led to protest, should actually be protected as they protest, because this is very healthy. You cannot shut down people by beating them up, by throwing tear gas, by bringing dogs and police force on horseback to stop people from expressing themselves. So this is very healthy. This is very healthy, and this is something that the Zimbabwean leadership should understand, and the Zimbabwean political system should understand, that the voice of the people cannot and should not be thwarted when people want to communicate.
Very interesting point there. Of course, Chris, you remember Promise himself was a student leader, a member of the Zimbabwe National Students Union and the University of Zimbabwe Student Representative Council, or the SRC. He knows what he's talking about, talking from experience, that when it comes to demonstrations, it does not help to be beating up protesters.
Oh yeah.
In a democracy.
Mm-hmm. So, do we still have Mike? Mike?
Oh, I'm still there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now you said you are outside the metro station.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah, so can you tell us how congested it is?
As you can see right now, there's so many people right behind me. So it's very, very congested. People are trying to get through to the train station, and some are going around because certain places are blocked up, and there's still police that are patrolling the ways. So it seems very congested, but it looks like it's going to clear up over time.
And of course, for those who are watching on our screen, that is the scene earlier in the morning where President Obama was welcoming President-elect Donald Trump. That is before Mr. Trump was sworn in. So the tradition is that the President-elect Mr. Trump goes to the White House where the President is, and he goes with his spouse. So from there, they then move to the Capitol for the swearing-in ceremony. So that footage is from what happened earlier in the morning, Chris, at least for those who can watch it live.
Yes, blessing. And, you know, one good thing to note is, you know, there's no tension. These
Indeed.
Are the people who were, you know, at each other's throat during the campaigns.
Campaign.
When you remember Michelle was saying, when they call for we go high, but they are together.
Indeed.
And she actually brought Melania brought a gift for Michelle, which is, I mean, I think it's unheard of in some of our countries.
and Province, talking about that, we also saw that Mrs. Hillary Clinton and former President Bill Clinton also attended this swearing-in ceremony. How significant is this?
Well, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. And it shows you, it just goes to show that in a mature democracy, we don't dwell so much on politics of personality, but politics of people and politics of moving the country forward. And if only we could reach this stage in our beautiful country, then we can all sit back and understand that the people that are leading us with the country at heart and not with the personality issues.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be on the other side of the ball.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Promise.
Hello.
We were losing you.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, you can go ahead.
So I was saying that witnessing Hillary Clinton at the inauguration actually goes
yep.
to show us that in a mature democracy, people dwell on politics of issues. And for the love of their country, not dwelling on
okay. Promise, we'll have to call you back. Maybe we'll get a better line because we can hardly hear you. We'll call you in a minute. Promise.
It's okay.
Maybe we lost him.
Maybe
yeah, we'll mind. Call him again. Mnumzana Mike.
Yebo, ngisase khona.
Yeah, ungasitshela ukuthi kwakatheste kumi njani.
Hayi uyazi kube nzima nduna okwamanje ngibona abantu kulabantu abathengiselayo ngaphandle kwe-train station omunye wathi ngitshengise omunye lona ugqoke isigqoko esibhalwe ngeke simthande uTrump unfortunately I can't use that language on air kodwa bayatshengisela ngaphandle kwe-metro train station abanye bayasiqhenya abanye they're just happy so it's a mixed response kwela abantu kodwa.
Okay. Can you maybe, for the benefit of our listeners, say that in English? Tell them what's going on.
Well, right now, as I'm showing you, there are a lot of people outside. Some people, these are actually protesters. It looks like there's the protesters that are acting very aggressively and violently, and then there's the other people that seem to be happy, you know, celebrating the fact that Donald Trump just became the new president for the next 4 years.
Are there many protesters?
Well, they keep coming in their own groups. There's a couple that actually just went past, and now it's just these guys, about four pela, that seem to want to make sure that their voice is heard.
Mm-hmm. And of course, there are people who are selling T-shirts, caps, and other things. I saw flags. It's good for business, right?
Very good for business. It looks like Inauguration Day was an excellent day. As you can see, there's that group over there. It's people that are gathered around trying to buy the American flag. So, yes, it seems like a good day for business. Other shops seem to be making a lot more money. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Chris?
Oh, yeah. Ungasitshela Mnumzana Mike ukuthi nxa usithi wena ukuthi kulaba tshengiselayo laba bantu babe betshengisela besithi babonwa ngobani?
Hayi, laba ungathi abamthandi uTrump kuphela. Bathi uTrump lobandlululo. So, bona, hayi, bathi abafuni umongameli omutsha ozoba lobandlululo. Ozoba yi-racist, ozoba yi-sexist, ozoba umuntu ongathandi abantu abadabukela kwamanye amazwe.
Mhm. So ngabe bekhonapho bayabe betshengisela kubani?
Hayi, ngathi bayasitshengisela kuphela ngoba uTrump kwangikhona akekho manje. So they're just busy roaming through the streets betshengisela bayigqoke lezi gqoko zabo ezitshengisela umbono wabo. And yeah, so they're just walking through the streets njalo betshengisela on the way coming from inauguration.
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the U.S. presidential inauguration. I think, Chris, we have promised back now. Promise?
Yes, I can hear you. My blessing.
Okay, thank you so much. We were talking about Hillary Clinton and the significance of her presence at this event, but the line was, not that clear. You can go ahead now.
Yeah, what I was saying is that it's very, very significant that we see Hillary Clinton together with all the other previous presidents, including her husband, at this inauguration. And the biggest lesson here for some of us, especially in Africa, is that our politicians have to see the significance of this. Mm-hmm. They have to understand why an image like this is important for us as people to progress in our politics. Mm-hmm. This shows that the politics that's happening here was not a politics of personalities, mm-hmm. that people regard their country more than they regard their own personal interests. Mm-hmm. You can see that in this democracy, people do not see America as their personal tax shop or their personal business, but they see America as a great project for the people. So whenever an election happens, our politicians have to be strong enough. They have to be big enough to understand that Zimbabwe is much bigger than individuals, that a country is much bigger than their personalities, than their families. This is the image, and America does this very, very deliberately. When people talk about America being the leader of the first world, these are the images that they talk about. This is a very, very significant occasion. This is a very, very significant picture, a very significant occurrence. And this is what makes America greater than most of our countries. The fact that people move from personal attacks to take the country and understand that the country is bigger than an individual. There is no reason whatsoever that a president should be held in a compound and refusing to relinquish power when the people have spoken. There is no reason whatsoever for a 90-somewhat-year-old to sit back and hold on to power and force those people that have beaten them in elections to come and to try and negotiate with them. There is no reason for that. And we should not allow that to happen. As people, we should understand, Kuti, we cannot allow the different images of despotic regimes in Africa to take precedence. People of Africa and people of Zimbabwe should stand firm and hold hands and say, Kuti, if you are refusing to come out of power, you are disrespecting our voice. You are disrespecting the will of the people. And we should stand united as Zimbabweans. No matter whether, even if it's someone from your political party, you should refuse for them to come and disenfranchise the voice of the people. Mm-hmm. This is a powerful image. This is a powerful moment. And this is the moment that makes America greater than most of our nations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But of course, I promise we also want to give kudos to countries such as Ghana, South Africa, where there's been a peaceful transfer of power, right? It's not only Jammeh who is the face of the nation.
No, definitely, definitely. I applaud some of our brothers and sisters for standing up. But what you also realize that is this. In those countries, the citizens of those countries are not passive citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Those peaceful transfers happen in countries where citizens are active. Mm-hmm. We cannot continue to be passive and expect that our politicians are going to toe the line. We have to be an active citizen. And we also have to understand that the unity that we have transcends everything else. We also have to understand that for us as citizens, when something happens that does not go in line with our democracy or what our wishes are, we should be able to stand and put our country first and not individualism.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well said. Chris, maybe you go back to...
from now that you are saying that this is, you know, the perfect picture of, of course, not perfect, but almost perfect picture of democracy. How do you think African countries like Zimbabwe can also perfect their democracies?
Well, countries like Zimbabwe, for us to perfect our democracy, we can no longer leave it to the politicians. You see, this is something that we fail to understand as people. We have entrusted our politicians to lead and to bring democracy. And we have seen that is not happening. We now have to go back to understand another angle of democracy, which is the citizens' participation. We as citizens, we have to come together and consciously say to ourselves, let us stand and look at the greater good of the country. You may be ZANU-PF, and I don't agree with your policies. You may be MDC, and I don't agree with your manifestos. You may be People First, and I do not agree with your policies. Mm-hmm. But there's something that I can agree with you. I can agree with you that our country is in the doldrums. I can agree with you that our healthcare system has perished. I can agree with you that the police is partisan. I can agree with you that the army is partisan. So what is left now is for us as citizens to now advocate for democracy, for us as citizens to now realize, in our numbers, we are powerful, but for us to get to the next level, we have to find the common things that bring us together. Poverty brings us together because we are all poor. Poverty brings us together because our healthcare system is deteriorated. We all are suffering with a country, with an economy that's running without a clear monetary policy. That should be a point of convergence. So we have to converge as Zimbabweans and find those things that bring us together. Those things that bring our commonality are supposed to be the center stage of what we focus on right now. The fact that our families are being killed because of xenophobia in South Africa, the fact that we are being treated like second-class human beings in other countries, all those things are supposed to bring us together and be the rallying call for us moving forward. We cannot put our faith in politicians anymore. We have to come together as citizens and find an initiative that can bring us together.
Mm-hmm. Do we still have Mike? Mike anenge mbobva mbichana ndofunga ari kutsvaga pamwe asi todzoka kwauri a promise uchitaura nyaya yangu uchitaura yekuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vemunyika vange vakaisa zisuravo pane vanoita zvematongerwo enyika nekuti ukasadaro hanzi unenge waramwira munda makudo
ichokwadi mukoma. Hatikwanise kuti tirambe takasiya nyika tichimirira kuti mapoliticians ndivo vachatiratidza kuti demokrasi yakaita sei. Nekuti mapoliticians vatinavo vanhu vane humbimbi ndoga. Vanhu vanoda kudya ivo vasingatarise kuti vanhu vavari kutonga ava vari kurarama mune zvakanaka here. Saka tinoti isusu, sevanhu veZimbabwe takarega kubatana, takarega kuona zvinhu zvakashata munyika ndozvinofanira kutunza pamwe chete. Kushaika kweutano munyika kunofanira kutunza pamwe chete. Kushaika kwemari munyika kunofanira kutunza pamwe chete. Kuparara kwaita zvipatara kunofanira kutunza pamwe chete. Tinzwisise kuti takasabatana kuti tigadzise zvinhu izvi kaizvo hapana kwatinosvika. Saka tinokurudzira kuti sevana veZimbabwe mazuva anotevera Isaya ngatitarisei kuti zvii zvinhu zvakashata zvaitika munyika zvatadza kugadziswa nevanhu vari kutongawo. Nyange uri munhu weZANUPF, uri munhu weMDC, uri munhu weZimbabwe People First, asi ngatinzwisisei kuti tese tiri kurarama munyika isina zvipatara. Tese tine hama dziri kufa dzisingafanhi kunge dziri kufa. Tese tine migwagwa iri kuyeredza dzimotikari nokuti hakuna mabridge akavakwa kubvira nguva yatawana kuzvitonga kwakanaka. Saka zvinhu izvozvo ngatizvisiyei pamberi zvive zvinhu zvinotibatanidza. Zvinhu zvinoda kuti tipatsanurane izvi zvepolitics zvekunzi hanzi vamugabe izvi vatsvangira izvi. Ngatimbozvisendekai pasaidi towirirana kuti tingaite sei kuti tibatane kuti tivake nyika yedu. Takakwanisa kudaro tinokwanisa kusvika even kune zvakaita senyika dzinana South Africa izvozvo. MuSouth Africa vanotonga nyika havakwanisa kuita madiro ajojina nekuti vanoziva kuti vachingodaro chete vanhu vese vanozara mumugwagwa vachiratidzira. Asi isu tinowanikwa tichitarisa zvinhu zvinotipatsanura tinotanga kutarisa kuti atipindai musirindani ndewekuMDC saka handiende. Aiwa kwanditi ari kuenda here? Ari kutaura nyaya imwe chete iri kukunetsawo. Vana vako vari kushayiwa nzvimbo dzechikoro, vari kutadza kuenda kuchikoro semwana wemunhu weMDC, semwana wemunhu weZimbabwe People First. Saka ngatitarisei izvozvo torega kuita manzvake asi ngatibatanei pane zvatinenge taronga kuti you know what, ngatibatanei sevana veZimbabwe titarise mapolicies aya kuti ngaagadziriswe. Ndinovimba kuti takadaro tinokwanisa kuwanikwa tichifamba tichibudirira kudarika patiri izvini izvi.
Very interesting, Mr. Sande. But, you know, when you talk of all these things that let's unite, let's do all that, is it a case of leadership, maybe a lack of leadership, a leader who's going to unify the people or what?
I think it's kind of two-pronged or three-pronged. Number one, we have a regime that has mastered a way of dividing people. You see, in a country like Zimbabwe, straight from independence, we never had a program of unity like we saw in other countries where they had Ujamaa and all these other programs. We never had a leadership that was very deliberate in bringing people together. We always have had a leadership. Even during the liberation struggle, this leadership was always about divide and conquer. So even in leading a nation, we have a leadership that knew how to divide and conquer. They started Russia and they came up with how can you divide and conquer a people. And this is how we've been led. So you find a situation where in Zimbabwe right now, when somebody tries to speak, even if they've been standing on a bank queue waiting for bond not for 5 days, this, whenever one wants to speak, they're afraid. They don't know who's looking at them. You see, we are being led to think that we have the Gestapo looking after us. So this is number one. Number two, we have had a culture of individualism. I mean, the one way that I describe myself and ourselves as Zimbabweans is we are a very individualistic nation. And that is the number one of our demise. And then the number three is whenever we try to come together as Zimbabweans, we are very often susceptible to criticizing rather than to coming together and joining. Everybody thinks that they should be the one to be listened to. Nobody wants to listen to someone and follow. So that is another problem that we are seeing. So with all these areas, what we are saying is, let us try now to find ways of organizing ourselves as citizens and coming together with very, very deliberate programs that unite us and that can educate us, especially our families in the rural areas. Let us go back and let us educate.
Please do stay on the line. We just quickly want to cross over to Capitol Hill where two of our correspondents are there. That is Marvelous Mhlanganyawe and Gibbs Dube, who were witnessing history as it was happening. Gibbs, how are you?
No, I'm fine, man. How's it?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Tell us briefly, what is it like now after the inauguration?
It seems as if blessing everybody in terms of the majority of people have gone home. And when you look at the situation that is going on the stand where Mr. Trump was sworn in, there's almost nobody. It's very empty. And you can see that some people are actually taking chairs out of this place. But what I can tell you is that, blessing, there was one protester who actually was shouting around, saying that she fears for what Mr. Donald Trump is going to do. But then some people actually told her off and said she was a loser. And then when we go to Mr. Trump's kind of speech that he delivered, you know, he said Americans need to defend their borders. And, you know, the wealth of the middle class has been ripped. And so now it's time for America to work again. So at the end of the day, he said that unity is very important in terms of, you know, Americans. Now, quote here, he says, Americans are stronger together and can do a lot together. So when they are together, they are totally unstoppable. So I think that's a very, very kind of great statement coming from a man who was said to be very divisive and all those kind of things. And then he also emphasized the fighting against Islamic terrorism. He said his administration is going to obliterate them from the face of the earth. So he said at the end of the day, think big and think dream big, and America will be great again.
We also have Marvelous.
Yes, I think Gibbs has actually just summarized everything. We are actually standing, and we are right across from where Mr. Trump actually took his oath of office, because we were now allowed to come up and see where everything went. But as what Gibbs was saying, everything is being broken down. We came across protesters. We also came across pro-Trump supporters. I spoke to a young 11-year-old boy who said he was from Virginia, and he was saying that he would like to have an opportunity to speak to Mr. Trump and to just ask him to work for everybody and with everybody. But as you heard, Vatrump pavanga vachitaura, vataura ivo kuti takuda kupa masimba kuvanhu. Ndozvandanzwa ini paspeech yavo kuti Washington yanga yakanyanya kuti ingori kuno kuWashington, asi pari zvino ivo nekupinda kwavaita muhurumende vakuda kudzorera masimba kune vanhu, uyezve vanga varipo pano panga pachigadzwa vaTrump vatsigiri vavo vafarira zvanga chitaurwa izvi.
Baba Dube.
Yeah, Baba Blessing Zulu, ukanya ngazani katesi nxa sikhangele mnumzana. Lapho umnumzana kona Trump akade egcotshwa khona akusela bantu. Kulo muntu oyedwa nje osedonisa ke ipodium liyana seyikhipha. Kuzobuya ke abanye abantu sebethatha ke izihlalo ekade zikhona lapha. Kuzobuya labantu sibili ekade bekhona khonapha kuNational Mall sebephumile abanenge. Sokusele abantu nje abalotshwane abangani abanye nje bebazixoxela, kuzobuya lamapolisa labantu abanjalo. So nxa sikhangela ke blessing lapha lokande khonapho ngalokhu kwethulwe ngumnumzana uTrump ukhulumile sibili ukuthi kumele iAmerika ilwisane lakhona ukuthi kungangena abantu bokuza baphonga ukuthi folo kohluza ukuthi umuntu uselapha. Njalo lokuthi-ke inotho yabantu laba okuthiwa yi-middle class ungazani sephulwa kakhulu ngabantu abaningi. So sokuyisikhathi sokuthi-ke kulungiswe konke lokho. Uthi uqalisa-ke lamuhla sokumele ukuthi i-America ichove sibili okumangalisayo. Ichove ngoba uthe kule new decree yankhona ukuthi kumele kusetshenzwe kulungiswe imisebenzi njalo kuvalwe konke khonoko kwamabhoda ungani kuyahlupha. Kube sokubuya lokunye-ke blessing khonapho noChris okhulunywe nguTrump futhi. Umnumzana uTrump uthe kumele kulwiswe phela laba okuthiwa ngama-Islamic terrorists. So-ke uthi kumele bakhitshwe emhlabeni bahambe basolobele. Kodwa okuqakathekileyo kakhulu ukhulume ngokuthi-ke i-America sokumele ithuthuke, i-America sokumele abantu bebambane, i-unity iyayikhulume khona kakhulu. Then ngiza kugcina ngokuthi-ke uthe loba ngumuntu omnyama kumbe ngumuntu oyi-brown kumbe ungumuntu oyi-white, bonke umuntu ulegazi elifananayo. And igazi langikhona ilele labantu abalwela i-America, njalo abantu basaluta iflag eyodwa e-America. So abantu kumele besukume balungise i-America.
Sizwa kuthiwa bebengabaningi abantu kula lokhu okwenzakala kugcotshwa umnumzana Obama. Bebebaningi okunganani?
Khonapho bezama ukudinga inani langikhona, Chris, ukuthi size ukuthi bekulabantu abaningi kanganani. Kodwa-ke asenelisanga nje ukuthi sithole onguye owethulayo ukuthi uhamba njani. Kodwa nxa usizwa kukhuluma labantu abakhona lapha ama-officials bathi kungafika khonapho kuma-400 and something, kodwa abanye bathi no, kungabe kuphansi nxa kuma-between 250 ne-300,000. Nxa suqathanisa lalokho okwenziwa umnumzana uBarack Obama, kukhatshana kakhulu. Ube kubona lawo-ke kwezinye indawo bengani kulezikhexe lapha nalapha, kodwa babuyile yesibili abathakazelela umnumzana uTrump. Njalo kubakhona abanye akade bevela kuma-Democrats. Ngibone umuntu oyedwa lapho engikhulume laye, ngathi angikhulumanga laye kangako, okade ebanjwe ngamapholisa duzane lalapho uTrump okade khona, esithi uyamesaba ubaba lo ukuthi uhlukuluza abafazi kumbe ngithi abesifazana, njalo kathandi ukwenza inhlelo zikaZulu. So-ke khonokho okubuzileyo, Chris, kungani bebebalotshwani sibili nxa siqhathanisa nalokho kwenziwa ngu-Obama.
Ekati bvunze mumwe chetewe kuna Marvelous. Marvelous, kwanga kuine vanhu vakawanda zvakadii?
Tingati patanga tiri suti achiona kunge kwanga kune zvuru nezvuru zvevanhu, asi uchienzanisa nevanhu vatakaona pakagadzwa vaBarack Obama makore masere apfuura, vekwaTrump vanenge vanga vari vashoma. Asi kune ivo vanga vari pano vavanga vachiti hakusi kuti vangani varipo, asi vauya vacheivavo vauya nemwoyo wavo wese. Nekuti ndambobvunzawo vamwe vanga vari kutsigira vaTrump kuti ko zviri kuita kunge vanhu vashoma, vakati aiwa ivava vamuri kutiona varipo vauya nemwoyo wavo vese, saka tiri kufara nazvo. Asi ndichitarisa zvangu nekuona pakagadzwa vaBarack Obama nyanya muna 8 years ago, ndiri kuona kuti vanga vari pano nhasi vanga vari vashoma.
Let's try to bring our analyst, Promise. Promise, are you still on the line? Hello, Promise?
Hello?
Yes, you heard there from our correspondents, Marvelous and Gibbs, who are at the Capitol. They are saying that one of the issues that President Trump emphasized is the need to fight the Islamic State. And of course, in Iraq, in Syria, and also in Libya, there is also a presence of the Islamic State. How significant is this, and is it going to be easy? This is one of the wars that Mr. Trump is inheriting from Mr. Obama.
Well, I can't say it's going to be an easy fight. It's never an easy fight when you are fighting the Islamic State and how they've just spread around that entire region. But who knows? Maybe Mr. Trump has got some secrets up his sleeves or some tactics of some sort. But from what we've seen, from President Bush fighting terrorism to President Barack Obama fighting terrorism, it's never an easy fight. And also part of the one thing to always remember is some of these things, some of these wars, it's not only left to missiles and guns. It's also about winning the hearts and souls of people. So Mr. Trump has to realize that he's got a lot of work ahead of him, and has to make sure that he's seen as a leader who's there to unify a people rather than a leader who's there to divide a people.
Thank you so much. Maybe a last word from Gibbs.
We are talking, you know, there are some clashes between police and some protesters. They are near the parade route where, you know, there's this kind of parade that is going on. But at the end of the day, you know, the protesters are not being beaten up. They are not, you know, being curtailed from doing whatever they want. At the end of the day, maybe this is a display of what democracy is all about. But, you know, if these people are disgruntled, they are all saying that, you know, Mr. Trump is not very good for them.
Thank you. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guest, Promise Sunday in Florida, and our two correspondents at the Capitol, that is Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye and Gibbs Dube, witnessing history in the making. And we want to thank, of course, our team of engineers and producers, and signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And this is Chris Gande. Stay well until we meet next week, same time, same station. Good night, Zimbabwe.